Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. As we approach the coming new year, 2025, the Lord has placed a word on my heart for such a time as this. In the last episode, we introduced a 2025 prophecy, and God said it would be a time of turmoil and triumphs. We also said that it would be a time of rebuilding and building of God's earthly kingdom. We talked about that there will also be enemies of our rebuilding, the Sanballats and Tobiases, who would try to stop the rebuilding by harassing the people of God and threatening the people of God. But this all will be to no avail, because this is God's time. It's His time to restore His purpose and destiny for this earth and its people. Shortly after I released that podcast, the Lord took me on a passage of Scripture that explains a little bit more of what we can expect in the days, weeks, and months, even years to come. The focus of this message is about what God will be doing through His people. We know what the enemy is doing on the earth, but there's a reason the enemy is doing what he's doing. He's reacting and responding to what God is doing in the realm of the Spirit. So be of good cheer. The enemy is not taking over. God is taking over, and the enemy is scrambling to survive. I heard the Lord say that He will beautify His church. What does that mean? Beautifying His church means He's going to glorify it. Everybody has a different view of what the church looks like, but there's a remnant of people that God has preserved for such a time as this. That is the church He's talking about. It's a church and a people within the body of Christ that we know on earth. Now, some of you may have recalled years ago that I had released a vision in my first book, The War Journal, 1999 to 2010, Volume 1. And in that book, the Lord had given me a commission to His body, to the church. And He did it by giving me a vision of a church. It was a relatively small church, but it was a huge edifice. But only a few hundred people were inside of that church. And I remember the Lord said, "This is my church." And I'm thinking, okay, why isn't this place full? And what He showed me was these were the people who were totally dedicated to be His leaders, to do whatever He said, regardless of what it would cost them. If I had to guess how many there were at that time, probably 300. But these were the leaders He had chosen for the end time, His church. And He said that they possessed all the spiritual gifts. They were equipped to do whatever He needed to do, whenever He needed to do it. And they would never consider what it would cost them. This church was impressive. So when the Lord said He's beautifying His church, that is the group of people I'm looking at from what He told me originally back in 1999. These were a select group of people. And I want to say select. Everyone who comes to Jesus can be part of this group. But it's like many are called, but few are chosen. The chosen are the ones who make themselves available to do whatever God says. And so when God is talking about beautifying His church, even though He's focusing on those who are already submitted to Him completely, there is room for more. The scripture I'm going to go to initially here is Ephesians 5, 25 to 27. And it tells you how God is going to beautify His church. It says, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it, that He might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that He might present it to Himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish." Think about that. This is really why Jesus came. He came and He died so that He could present to Himself and to the Father a glorious people, a clean, holy people that had no spot, no wrinkle, no blemish, none of the things that happen in the world. An entity, a holy entity within this world system that would glorify Him. Now, how would Jesus Christ do this? By the washing of water by the word. That's interesting because we have to understand that we were sanctified by the word of God that we heard. And that sanctification process continues as we feed upon the Word and meditate on the Word continuously. It cleanses us from sins and things we know not of. I remember years ago, the Lord had talked to me about how powerful His Word was. He's called it a mind sweeper. It can go into the greatest depths of your spirit and your being and eradicate anything that could possibly hurt you in the future. Things that are setting their time bombs that are inside of our emotions and our minds. The things that have crept through experiences we had in life, thoughts that we had from reactions to people who've hurt us in the past. So what he called his word was a minesweeper. And is this consistent with what the word says? Oh, absolutely. Psalm 119:9 says, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way?" And then it gives the answer, "By taking heed thereto according to thy word." And so we have to understand that that is what cleanses us, is the word. His word is truth. We're sanctified by the truth. That's what Jesus said in John 17:17. This is the power of the word of God. And it's amazing that so many teachers and preachers will preach other things other than the word. But the anointing to change, the anointing to cleanse, the anointing to transform our lives is on the word of God, the pure, unadulterated word of God. So when the Lord's saying he's beautifying his church, he's indicating that for those who will continue in his word, they will be his disciples. They will know the truth, and the truth will make them free. We are in a world of deception. The enemy is deceiving the whole world according to scripture. And we can see it around us. What sets a person free from deception is the truth. If we continue in his word, then the truth will be made known to us, and it will make us free. So I share this message, but I want to also make it very plain. This message may not be for every Christian. It may only be for those who are looking for the glorious appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ. Many are saying they're waiting for Jesus, and you hear people talking about it all the time, but they're waiting for Jesus to come back to save them. But here's a newsflash. Jesus is coming back for a glorious church. The people he's coming back for are those who are remaining in faith and belief on his word. How do I know? Well, he says, "Occupy until I come." That means those who are standing on the word, continuing in the work that the Lord has given us, regardless of what the enemy is doing around us, those are the ones who are being faithful to the Lord in this day. There are many things going on. There are many projects going on. Some are good things, but are they God's ordained things for this season and hour? People need to check and examine themselves. Are you really in the faith? Because the Lord asked, he said, "When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith in the earth?" That's a serious question. Because even though the adversary is attacking us, the Lord promises to avenge us and avenge us speedily, but we got to be standing in faith. We got to be standing on the word. As we're occupying and doing the things of God, he promises to not leave us, not to forsake us, but to also defend us and provide for us during those times. So Jesus is asking if we will continue in his word no matter what happens in the earth, or will we deny him to placate the powers that be? Now, we just witnessed the election time in America in 2024, and the church was divided. Now, not everybody could be right. Not everybody could be wrong. But how many people were actually standing on their beliefs according to what God says? How many were actually standing with the Lord and not against him? The amazing thing is people had opinions about what should and should not be. But did anybody really ask God? Did anybody really care to ask the Lord what he thought? And we're in a nation where we think that our opinions mean something. They mean something to us, but in God's kingdom, there's only one word that means anything, and that's the word of God, spoken through not only the Bible, but also by the Spirit of God. And so if we're the ones that want to be beautified in this season, we have to be standing on what God says and shutting out the noises of our own minds, conversations in the world, and anything that is going against the word of God. As it said in 2 Corinthians 10, "We cast down all imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God." God's word and what God is doing. We bring down every high thought, every conversation, everything that is not in line with God's word, and we bring it to the obedience of Christ. That's our job as believers. We know times are tough. The Bible calls them perilous times. Times hard to deal with. The only refuge from these times is in God's kingdom, which means you got to be thinking like God and speaking like God to be saved from what's happening in the world. God is expecting his people to rise to the occasion to perform the greater works that Jesus spoke about. The Lord knows that things are getting hard. That's why it's in the Word. It tells us that. Matthew 24 tells us that. But he said all the crazy things that would happen, wars, kingdoms rising up, earthquakes and famines and all of those things, and that there would be the love of people will wax cold. We'd be betrayed by family and those close to you. But what he said, though, all of this, those are the beginnings of sorrows, not for the church, but for the world, for those who are not following God. Because he said, in spite of it all, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached, and then the end will come. It's got to be witnessed around the world in the midst of all this chaos, and then the end will come. So the Lord knows that things are going to be tough, but he's also saying it's time for us to be in position, be willing and obedient to answer his call and his instructions. As I said, Jesus is coming back for a glorious church. People say, well, how would you know that? Years ago, I recall being in a church service somewhere in Southern California, and the preacher was talking about these end times. That was back in the 90s, late 90s, I do believe it was. And he started talking about, well, you know, Christians don't have to do anything. Jesus is going to come back and make us glorious. He's going to clean us up. We don't have to work. We don't have to do anything. And in my spirit, I was a little disturbed by hearing that, because I'm thinking, so you're saying they can just do whatever they want to do until Jesus shows up? That didn't quite line up in my heart with what I read in the scriptures. So while I was sitting in that service, I asked the Lord to explain to me. And here's what his response was. He said, anyone can be saved, but I'm coming back for a glorious church. People of God, it's time to get ready. If you believed it, all you got to do is sit and wait for Jesus to swing low, sweet chariot, to pick you up. He's looking for people who are doing business until he comes. Some of you may have also remembered the Lord had given me a vision. And I think I did speak it here on the broadcast, but I know I did publish it in the Last War General 2020 and beyond, I do believe it was that one, where the Lord had given me a glimpse of how this beautification was going to happen. And I remember seeing in the spirit this huge, huge light switch. It was a gigantic light switch. And immediately I saw the hand of God flip the switch to the on position. And when he did, his people were transformed. The light of God was turned on inside of them. And it was amazing to see. God's people knew what to do. They knew what to say. They knew how to respond in these evil days in which we live. Not everybody was turned on, but what I saw was this church was turned on. People who had committed to God, whether or not they've seen the results in their lives. And I want to give a word of hope for those who've been hearing and you're not seeing results. Hold on to that, because the switch is coming on. The winds of change are here, and your labor was not in vain. God is going to reward you for that openly. So continue to hold on to the word, no matter what the opposition is, no matter what you have not seen. Because I saw his hand flip the switch, and all of a sudden, people who were waiting on the Lord were turned on. It was amazing to see. Again, who are these people? There are people claiming to be children of God. They're claiming to be people of God. But not everyone is his. I mean, what did Jesus say when people said, your mother and your siblings are here to talk to you? And Jesus is like, who are my mother? Who are my brother? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, behold, my mother and brother, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same as my brother, sister, and mother. So that tells us right there that not everybody who claims Jesus Christ as Lord will rule and reign with him, that will partake of the inheritance that we have with him as joint heirs. We have that potential, John 1 and 12, that everyone who comes to the Lord has a potential to become a son. But we know that only the sons are those who are walking in the Word. They're walking by the Spirit. They're listening to the Holy Spirit and obeying him. Those are the ones that we'll see beautified in this period. Now, if you want to be that and you haven't been following the Lord wholly, now is the time. Just repent and start listening, start praying, getting in the Word, and allow the Lord to work through you. Because God is getting ready to do something magnificent with his people. Ha, 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 like we have never seen before. And Solomon mentioned something describing what it's like in this earth. He called it an evil under the sun, and he attributes it to those in power in the world. This is Ecclesiastes 10, 5 through 7. Solomon wrote, there is an evil which I have seen under the sun, an error which proceeded from the ruler. Folly is set in great dignity, and the rich sit in low places. I have seen servants upon horses and princes walking as servants upon the earth. What he's basically saying is, world leaders don't put true people who have the goods in power. They put people who will placate them, people who will make them look good. Mainly, they want to be in charge. So they'll get people who are lower than themselves to be in vital position or key positions. But the true people who will have the ability and the anointing to do the job of leadership are those who are God's people, and they're being treated as slaves. And we see that even in our world today. Nonsense is elevated in this country, in America. It's crazy. It's like people are not in their right mind. What they're believing is true. It does not even make sense. It's against everything we've been taught. It's everything that's been in the schools, in life, in the Bible. But again, leaders in the world, that's what they do. They elevate folly. It's crazy. They're trying to make it sound like it's a great dignity. But what I see the Lord doing in this season is flipping the script on the enemy. In fact, I heard him say, the Holy Spirit say, that God was catapulting these people from obscurity into prominence. And these are God's people who are listening and waiting on him and listening for his Spirit to give them instruction. You're about to be catapulted in high places. And this is nothing that you can control. There's nothing you can do. Just wait on him, and you're about to see the greatness of God come through you in ways you've never seen. Again, I saw the light switch and something happened. How bright is that light in you? It depends on how much of the word and how much of the promises you're holding on to. But God is going to do a work in you that will cause people to wonder, who are you? Where'd you come from? What did you do? And this will be the platform for which God will preach the gospel through your life. This is how God is going to beautify his people. This is one of the ways you're going to see it. And it's going to be done in a major way. And in fact, I'm hearing a scripture in my spirit even now. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God is doing something phenomenal. And I remember there was a scripture that used to be a favorite of mine. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Let's see. I think it's Jeremiah. Yeah, Jeremiah 33:9. This is what I'm hearing the Lord say. And it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise and an honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do unto them. And they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity that I will procure unto it, says the Lord. And thus says the Lord, again, there shall be heard in this place, which they shall say, be desolate without a man and without beast, even the cities of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem that are desolate without a man and without a inhabitant. The voice of joy, the voice of gladness, and the voice of the bridegroom, the voice of the bride, and the voice of them that say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, for I will cause to return the captivity of the land as of the first, says the Lord. Ha! Thus says the Lord, again in this place with a desolate, meaning evil has taken over. Without a desolate, without a man, without a beast, and all the cities thereof shall be an inhabitation of shepherds, causing their flocks to lie down. That is what I'm hearing in my spirit. God is beautifying his people, and it'll be a place of joy and honor to him to do so. So people of God, be encouraged. Know that God is working through you to do a mighty thing in this earth. And it's something that he's going to take the glory of as he is glorified in you. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Thank you for being with us. It's been a glorious year, a glorious time with the Lord. And the kingdom is coming with a force of victory we've never seen before. And we're part of it. Until next time.